Once there were three boys about your age who lived in the same village and were great friends and loved to get together every day to hang out and play and talk. And one day about this time of year, or maybe it was even in the colder January, February time of year, they got together and they each had heard some news. And Sam said, "I heard the Christ child has been born in Bethlehem." And Silas said, "And I heard that as his mother walked along to get to Bethlehem, little starry-shaped flowers sprung up along the path." And John said, "And I heard that the baby was born into a poor and needy family." And they said to each other, "Let's go see this new baby and let's take some gifts to try to help, because we know, we've heard that they probably don't have very much." And so Sam said, "I'm going to bring fresh milk." And Silas said, "I'm going to bring some grains to make a porridge or a cereal." And John said, "I'm going to bring some fresh eggs and I'm going to pack them in a basket with some hay." And so they gathered their gifts and they got a lantern and they set out during the day, but they were prepared for it to maybe be kind of a long journey. And they haven't gotten very far when they came to a place where there was a little boy, much littler than them. He might have been only 2 or 3 years old, and he was sitting on a log and crying because snow had fallen all around and it had confused him, and he wandered off from home and he couldn't find his way back. And so John said, "Oh, here, I know who you are. You're Martin. You're the miller's son. We'll be glad to take you home. Just climb up on my back and I'll carry you." But Sam said, "Oh, we can't go a half an hour out of our way. I'm in a hurry to see the Christ child." And so he ran off ahead. And as he went on by himself, he came to a place where the road divided. And he didn't know which way was the way to Bethlehem, so he just picked a direction. And it turned out to be wrong. He wandered around a long time and never found his way and never saw the Christ child. Meanwhile, Silas and John were carrying the little boy Martin back to his house, and his parents were so relieved. He was really happy to be home. And then they set out once more on their journey. This time they got a little bit farther, but then they started to see some deer footprints in the snow. And pretty soon they came to the place where the deer had actually lay down, kind of collapsed, because it was a young deer and its leg was hurt. And John stopped and started to tear his handkerchief into strips so that he could make a bandage for the deer's leg. But Silas said, "Oh, we can't stop again. I don't want to be the last person to get to Bethlehem." And he took the lantern and he went hurrying off down the road. Well, it was a very windy, cold day, and pretty soon the wind blew the lantern out. And then it got dark, and Silas didn't know where he was going, and he wandered around for a really long time, but he never did find his way to see the Christ child. So John finished bandaging the deer's leg, and he gave the deer some fresh hay from the basket so the deer would have something to eat. And he kind of put some branches around it so it would be a little bit sheltered from the cold. And when he had done everything he could, and he could see that the deer was eating, he continued on the way. Now, he was traveling alone, and he knew he had to be careful of those eggs because he'd taken out most of the hay. He didn't want to break them. And as it got dark, it became really hard to tell where the path was. He came to one place where the snow had been kind of blown away from the path, and there on the bare ground, he saw this little white star-shaped flower. It's really bright and pretty, and he walked toward it and then looked up ahead, and he could see another one a little way down the path. And so he started following those little star flowers, and he realized, "I must be walking on the same path where the mother of the Christ child walks, because I remember how people said these little flowers grew along the road. It's a funny time of year for flowers like this, but I'll just keep following them." And sure enough, those flowers led him right to the stable door in Bethlehem. And when he went inside, it was filled with soft light and warmth, and his heart felt so happy as he looked at that little baby lying in the manger. And he wished that he had brought more than just a few fresh eggs. He wanted to just give everything he could think of. And so he said to the mother of the baby, "What does the Christ child wish for?" He was thinking maybe somehow there was some wish that he could help to grant. And Jesus' mother said, "The Christ child wishes for only one thing. He wishes that all people in all the world would love one another." And then she said, "Thank you for bringing these fresh eggs. They will be nourishing for our family and for the baby. I would like to give you a gift. Here's a little candle to help you light your way home." Well, John looked at that candle, and it was really short and stubby, and he thought, this is never going to get me home. But he said, thank you, and he took the candle and the little flame in his hand, and he went out into the night to go home again with his heart full of happiness from having seen the baby, the Christ child. And he walked a long way in the cold, windy dark, but that flame was never blown out, and the candle was still burning when he got home. And he was ready for a good sleep, and so he put the candle safely in a candle holder in the window, and he slept all night, and when he woke up, the candle was still burning. And he realized that little candle was never going to go out because it intended to remind everyone of the Christ child's wish that we would all be loving and kind always to one another. So today we lit one candle with that same message. The Christ child's wish is for us to love each other, and we're getting ready for his arrival in the world. We're going to join hands now. If you hold the hands of the person sitting next to you on either side, let's get Angelina in the loop there if we can. Okay, and then everybody's holding somebody's hand. That's good. Gracious and holy God, we thank you for the light of your love lit now in our hearts and symbolized before us by our first Advent candle. We pray that our kindness throughout this month to come might lead us to worship the newborn Christ child. In his name we pray. Amen.